Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Denny, CCR, for House Bill 1149.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1149 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the Oklahoma Board of Private Vocational Schools.
Representative Denny, you're recognized to explain their conference committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, the conference committee report on House Bill 1149 is for the Board of Private Vocational Schools. Their cut is 7%. Move adoption.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on the CCR? Seeing no questions, Representative Denny moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. The ayes have it. The CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1149 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the Oklahoma Board of Private Vocational Schools.
Representative Denny moves final passage of the bill. Representative Wesselhoff, you're recognized for a question on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Denny, I know this has been explained to me before, but I swear it did not soak in. Please explain to me the mission of this agency.
The mission of this agency is to regulate the private vocational schools that are running in our state. They're all self-funded.
Representative Wright, John, for a question.
Didn't put them in. I just
thank you, Mr. Speaker. Dr. Denny, would you be surprised to learn that these entities qualify to make sure that the veterans have the opportunity to attend these vocational schools on the veterans' benefits? Would that surprise you?
It absolutely would not.
Representative Reynolds, for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Denny, I wasn't going to ask a question, but you said they're self-funded. I don't understand. It says we're appropriating $179,773. How is that self-funding?
The private vocational schools are self-funded. The agency that regulates them uses these funds that we appropriate.
Representative McPeak, did you have a question? He waves. Representative Wesselhoff for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Besides the veteran situation, I can't imagine a school not taking that into consideration, but putting that aside, what's the repercussion if we don't have this agency? What is the repercussion?
I would imagine that the repercussion would be that we would have private vocational schools operating in our state with absolutely no regulations and no regards to what they're doing and how they're teaching students. We're the government. We believe in regulation. You know, the schools have mandates, Representative Wesselhoff.
Seeing no additional questions, Representative Denny moves the final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative McNeil votes aye. Representative Arms votes aye. Representative Thompson Mike votes aye. Representative Fott votes aye. Representative Sanders votes aye. Representative Terrell votes aye. Representative Kiesel votes aye. Representative Hoskin votes aye. Representative Dorman votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
88 aye, 8 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative Denny, I ask that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency. Without objection, that will be the order. Declare the vote.
88 aye, 8 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the emergency to have passed. Madam Floor Leader.